Give him some praise this morning. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Stay up here, okay? I don't know if you know this one, but I love the names of God, don't you? Mm. I mean, when you look at the names of God, the revelation of God is in his name. Amen. And it's so awesome. Praise the Lord. We're going to try to do an old song. All these are kind of old songs, but it's got such a great meaning to it. And I just want you to listen to this. So good, and just loving this morning. Amen. Just wonderful. Thank you, girls. Give them a good hand. Amen. Yeah, that'd be God's good. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, stand this morning and turn over, if you will, to Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Praise the Lord. God is faithful this morning to us. Y'all look good today, man. Y'all just looking great. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with what?
Power.
With power. Who went about. Everybody say, went about. Went about. And what did he go about doing? He went about doing what? He went about. Everybody say, he went about. We've been talking about transformation. How are people transformed? They were transformed by Jesus because Jesus went about. He went about. And what did he go about doing? Bad? He went about doing good. That's who God is. He's about doing good to you. Can't nobody. See, somebody knows that. He's my friend. Hey, hey, hey. Y'all have to get a little bit of soul. Come on, Faith, help us out here. Somebody help us out. You got to get a little bit of soul here. Amen. You know, I used to be at a church, and they had a Hammond B3. Anybody know what a Hammond B3 is? Besides pastor? I know, brother. I tell people, well, the Holy Ghost don't fall without the Hammond B3, man. Anyway, he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. All that were oppressed of the devil. So, you know, I want to just talk about transformation this morning. Hold up your Bible. Say it like you mean it today. Come on. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess my mind is clear. My heart is open to receive God's word. And I will never be the same. Never, never the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn around and give somebody a high five and say, transformation. Praise the Lord. You know, God wants to see this world transform. God wants to see this community transform. God wants to see your family transformed. And if you're a born-again believer, one-third of you is perfect. You are spirit-filled, perfect in your spirit. You have Christ, God, living in you this morning. You are, listen to me, a transformer. You're a transformer. You have the power of the Spirit of God living within you, and he's living within you on purpose. The purpose is that you might be a transformer, that you may go out and transform a life. And you know, it's so in you, and some of you don't realize that, what you have going on within you. And we're going to talk about maybe five things this morning about that transforming power in you. But, you know, Jesus has called us to this world. He said, you are the light of the world. You're the salt of the earth. That's who you are. You preserve, you transform. And Holly and I went to a movie the other afternoon. I've been home. Oh, thank you, Jesus. It's great to be home. I'm going to be in full-time ministry again soon, if what they call full-time. I'm always in full-time ministry. You know, it's just I'll be working for the church more and doing that type of thing. So we went to a movie. We went to see Concussion. Has anybody seen that yet? It's a great movie, isn't it? Will Smith did just a phenomenal job. You know, I can't help but see Will on, what show was that? Oh, yeah, him and Carlton, doing the Carlton, man. I love it. And but we went to see that. And so we went to the movie, and there wasn't hardly anybody there. It was an afternoon, you know, and we were at the movies, nobody was there. It was really cool. I told her, I prayed, I did a little Elvis thing. I always do that when we go into movies, nobody there. I say, baby, I just want to let you know, baby, I rented the building for you today. So I just don't want you to get all shook up. But anyway, so it was just a few people there. So we saw the movie. We had a good time. We had popcorn. You cannot go to a movie without eating popcorn, right? How many believe that? I mean, it's in the gospel. It says, thou shall eat popcorn when you go to the movie. So, and milk duds too, man. Milk duds and popcorn. They're just like, anyway, so we were there. We're at the movie, okay? And it was a great movie. It was a lot of fun. We really enjoyed it. And it was so interesting. And just, wow, this doctor was just phenomenal in what he discovered with concussion. And so as we were walking out the movie, Holly was walking in front of me, and a gentleman was in front, and he held the door open for Holly for the longest time. He was like, you know, wow, that was so nice of him. And then he held it for me for the longest time. Okay, and I'm just falling out. And as I get out towards the door and I look up at this guy's like up here. You know, and I'm like, dude, man, I just said, you have to play sports. You've had to play sports. And he just kind of smiled very nice. He said, yes, I'm a pacer. Oh, wow. Oh, okay. Cool. You know? And I said, well, who are you? He said, well, my name's Paul George.
Oh, my gosh.
I said, oh, okay. I said, honestly, right out of my spirit, this is what came out of my spirit. You want to know what came out of my spirit? I said, do you mind if I pray for you? You know why? Because that's what was in there. See, what's in you will come out of you. And he stood there, and I'm looking up at him. He said, no, I don't mind a bit. So I laid hands on him in the theater. People walking by. I'm out there praying for this guy. And I just prayed and said, Lord, thank you for your protection over this young man. Thank you for his talents. Lord, thank you for just being with him. I just thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to share Jesus for a few minutes right here in this place. In Jesus' name. And I finished up, and he put out that big hand. He squeezed my hand and said, oh, thank you, Pastor. You know, I told him, I said, oh, I'm a pacer. I'm a pastor. Pacer, pastor, kind of goes together, right? You know, and so I pastor in Discovery Church, and I'm thinking, wow, what an opportunity that the Lord placed me there to transform a life. Just a few minutes. And I thought, Lord, what's in me came out of me at that point. I could have talked to him about sports or Pacers or how's your season or, man, oh, I'm a big fan. And, you know, I didn't even know who he was. So I didn't want to lie, right? I mean, the Lord would have forgiven me, right? I mean, but I didn't want to lie about it. Like, dude, I don't know who you are, but I'm going to pray for you, you know? So, but the whole thing is, what's in you comes out of you. And I want to tell you, you've got it in you. You have transforming power. And here's Jesus. The Bible says he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. There are people that are so oppressed of the enemy, they don't even realize they're under oppression, and they're taking everything to get over their oppression when they don't realize it's really a spiritual thing because they haven't come to the point to understand that God unconditionally loves them. Because they're still caught up and bound up and so much religiosity going on in their life, and so they're just in this state of mess, and there's no peace in their heart because they can't find peace because they think God's so mad at them, and everybody else is mad at them, everybody's out to get them. And here you have this unbelievable power within this vessel that you can share to those that are out there and transform a life instantly. And everywhere I go with purpose. I go, when I go into restaurants, church, I go in with purpose. When I go into a grocery store, I go on purpose. You know, I walked into a little store here a week or so ago, and I was able to bless some ladies. I went in with purpose, and they were like, wow. You know, they were standing behind the counter. I pulled out some cash. God said, give them some cash, bless them. And they went, wow. And I'm thinking, yeah, yeah, ain't nothing. That's just Jesus. What's in you will come out of you. Amen. And you have it in you. And you need to realize what God has in you, and he wants to bring it out. Let me give you some scripture. This is so cool. I love this. So y'all here this morning?
Yeah.
All right. I love this. You know, I was with Dr. John Maxwell. Remember I talked about that last week where a psychology came in and was a young man and had such an impression on him in college. And he said that the psychologist came in and he says, you know, I want you to do something for 30 days. And he said, this is what I want you to do. I want you to say this for 30 days, 50 times a day, every time you get up in the morning. What was it? Some of you know, do it now. Do it now. Do it now, 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 do it now. And he said, I did that for all that time. And what he was saying is living with intention, intentional living. As a born-again believer, every day you get up, you should live with an intentional living that you're going to add value to somebody's life. You're going to bless somebody around you. Hello? You're going to show them the grace of God when they don't deserve it. That's what grace is all about. Amen? Y'all still here this morning? Look at Matthew 10:8. What did Jesus say here? Matthew 10:8. Look at this. He said, heal the sick. He didn't say pray for them, did he? He said, heal the sick. Heal the sick, what? Cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you've what? Freely we receive this. Didn't cost us anything. It cost him everything. And freely we what? Freely we give. Look at Matthew or Mark 16, 17, 18. Mark 16, 17, 18. So freely we receive. So what we have, we freely give to others. We are transformers in this world. That's what God called us to be. And these signs will follow those who what? The church has this all turned around. I mean, most churches have this turned around. Most people in churches are looking for a sign. Amen. They're looking for, whoa, I want to see a healing. Instead of, they should be doing the healing. I want to see somebody raised from the dead. I want to see somebody cleansed from lepers. I want to see somebody change. No, you are the change agent. That's you. That's who God is in you. And he said this. He said, look, he said, these signs shall follow believers. But most believers are trying to follow signs. Yeah. Stop, go. Amen. No, most believers, that's what they're looking. They're looking for some sign, some miracle. And a lot of religion is caught up in that. But God says, as you go, these signs will follow you. As you go, these signs will follow you. As you go, hello, these signs will follow you. And these signs will follow those who believe in my name. They will what? Cast out devils. They'll speak with new tongues. What else will they do? They'll take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it will not by any means hurt them. They'll lay hands on the sick, and they might recover. Oh, I just want to see if you're awake. And they will recover, right? Powerful word, man. Look at Acts 1:11. Here's where most of the body of Christ is today. They're still at Acts 1:11. Look at this. Acts 1:11. Who also said, men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing into heaven? That's where most of the body is today. They're not actively, you know, going about doing good. They're actively looking and gazing. Lord, you know, and we need to gaze at Jesus. We're changed that way. We behold him, we're changed. But God says, take what I've given you and go out and share with somebody else. This same Jesus who was taken up from heaven will also come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Wow. But most of the church is still standing there gazing. God said, look, I've given you this. You've got it. You got the whole enchilada, my Spanish word. You've got the whole thing. Amen. So you've got it. I just spoke in Spanish. Yay, you got it, amen. But you got to use what you have. You got to take it. I love the song, the Doobie Brothers. Anybody remember the Doobie Brothers? Some of you old folks in here, you are just old. I'm still young, man. I'm still Justin Bieber. Right, Elise? Is that what it is? Right, I'm still him, man. I'm still there, right? So the Doobie Brothers had a great song years ago, Taking It to the Streets, right? Anybody remember that? See, I know, man. So that's awesome. I love it, man. You guys are so cool. Look at Luke 17, 11 through 19. Luke 17, 11 through 19. Luke 17, 11 through 19. Then he said to 17, 11. Let's go down to 11, brother. All right. 17, 11. 17. It's there right now. Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem. As he what? As he what? As he went? As he went? We go about every day, and there's people all around us who need Christ, whose lives need to change, whose lives, they're in messes, man. They are in such messes. They don't need condemnation. They don't need another, you know, law given to them. They need life given to them. They need hope. They need someone to come up to them and say, you know what, I don't condemn you, and neither does God. You know, I'm here to love you. I just want to tell you that, you know, I serve a God that is just so awesome, so wonderful. It doesn't matter what you've done, where you've been. He loves you. You know what? You could have been to the jailhouse. You could have been a prostitute. You could have been a drug addict. It doesn't matter. God loves you. And you know what? So do I. I'm not here to judge you. Religion judge you. I'm here to set you free. I'm telling you about a God that can set you free. And when you experience his overwhelming, unconditional love, you'll never be the same. And his grace Oh my gosh, his grace is amazing. You don't have to live the way you're living right now, because I'm telling you, I've got something in me that will change your life forever. And it doesn't matter what color skin they have. Hello. You know, somebody said yesterday at CBC, I'm glad we go to a polka-dotted church. I am too. It's the way the body of Christ should be. Amen. Man, I'm looking for some Konnichiwa people to come in. Amen. Some Japanese, some Orientals, some, you know what? Hello? Just all kinds of folks. Hillbillies. We got some of them already. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for y'all. Hillbillies. Amen. Amen. I love you guys. Amen. But it's so cool, the mix of people that we have in this church. This is the way the body of Christ should be. And you're sitting together and you love one another. We got bikers here this morning. We've got people with, you know, with master's degrees and others. And we've got people with no degrees and they still love you. And they've got all kinds of people here, and it's awesome. Isn't it cool? And we got single and married. It's just cool. And where am I at? Here I am. All right. And he went to Jerusalem. They passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And look at this. Then as he entered a certain village, he entered. There met him, what? 10 men who were lepers who stood afar off, because leprosy was a disease. In fact, they had to announce that they were unclean. It was, the law was so damaging back then. Can you imagine? If you had a disease, you had to announce that everywhere you go. Stay away from me. You know, Jesus wasn't like that, man. He cleansed the lepers. He touched them. He went to them. Man, how awesome is that? And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Have grace on us. So he saw them. He said to them, go show yourselves to the priest. They had to do that in order for the priest to examine them, in order for them to get back in society. Isn't that religious? Wow. Go and show yourself to the pastor. Go and prove yourself, right? That's what they had to do. And Jesus was honoring that. And so as they went, what happened? As they went. You know, some of the greatest healings you'll ever experience is as you go. Because what happens, the focus gets off of us and gets onto someone else. And when the focus is on someone else, that's when grace takes over in us. But if the focus is continuing on us all the time and not on someone else, then we're consumed with our own stuff. But when we begin to focus our attention on somebody else, it says, as they went, they were healed. Wow, as we go, God changes our lives. God impacts our lives. Things happen in our lives. Man, as we give out to someone else in need, as we go, as we show grace in this place where there has been no grace. Wow, as we pour in the oil and the wine. Man, turn to somebody and say, he's preaching a lot better than your amen this morning. So he really is. He really is. Turn to somebody and say, he's really talking about you right now. Come on. So he's talking about you, right? So I love it. Look at Romans 8 and 11. Look at this powerful, powerful scripture that most believers don't even get a grasp of this. Look at this. This is so cool. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead, if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead, if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead, if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead does what? Dwells where? In you. Look at this. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit. Who what? That same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is living in you. Tap into it, man. It is awesome. The same. You can overcome your addictions. Yes. You don't have to be addicted any longer. Amen. You've got to, every time you're tempted, just say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Yes. You got a problem with pornography as you're looking at it, say, I am the righteousness of God. You won't be looking at it long. You can overcome that. You can overcome drugs. You can overcome alcohol. You can overcome every addiction there is by looking at Jesus and just knowing who you are in Him, the Spirit of Christ in you. Not by your willpower, not by your effort, not by, if I try real hard, I'll make it. I got a new diet program. I'm going to make millions off this. It's called Diet for a Day. That's all you got to do is just make it through one day. Right? For a day. Right? Just make it one day. One day. You get up in the morning. This is my plan for a day. Listen to me. For a day. F-A-D. Fad. That's what most things are fads. They're for a season. They last for a season. Jesus lasts eternity. Amen. I'm telling you, you can break every addiction, everything in your life, because He set you in. He says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Man, you are free this morning in the Spirit, because you know why? That same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, that same power, that same authority is living in your life today. There is no excuses. You can get up in the morning and say, I am a winner in life. I am successful. No matter what I face today, I know God is with me. And if God is with me, who can be against me? You know why? He's on my side. Amen. I've got power within here. Greater is He that liveth in me than he that's in the world. But most of us, man, when we face that day, we face it afraid and full of fear and full of anxiety and what are we going to do and what's going to take place and what I'm going to have and all this stuff. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging for bread. Why? Because God's living in me. I got the Holy One of Israel here in this temple. This is the temple. This building's not the temple. Most people pass the building and say, there's the church. No, the church is right here. I am. I is the church right here. This is it in this earthen temple. God is living in you. You have authority. When the summer comes, and it will, and a mosquito flies by, lands on your arm, and bites you and takes some of your blood, he should go away singing, there's power in the blood. Oh, y'all here this morning. Look at Luke 7:20. Luke 7:20. Oh, my gosh. Oh, if we could just see this, Lord. John was in prison because of his testimony. They placed John the Baptist in prison, okay? And John sent men to Jesus. And when they had come to him, they said, John the Baptist has sent us to you saying, are you the coming one or do we look for another? Okay? Are you the one? John was in prison. He was doubting. And here's John the Baptist doubting, and he sent his men out. You know, when you're in a dark situation, sometimes you doubt, right? And so he sent his men out. You know, and this is how Jesus responded. I thought it was so cool. And that very hour, he cured many of infirmities, afflictions, and evil spirits. And to many blind, he gave sight. That's what Jesus is. That's the power that Christ has. That's the same power that's in you. The same very power to pray for people, to see a change, a transformation in their life, to see them raised up from the dead, to see them cured, to see them instantly healed. God has given you that power, that authority. Look what he says. Jesus answered and said to him, go and tell John what? The things you have what? And heard. The blind what? The lame walk. The lepers are what? The deaf hear. The dead are raised. The poor have what? The good news. You know why it's good news to the poor? Because you don't have to be poor any longer. That's why it's the good news. The gospel was preached to the poor. Wow. And you know what? It only takes one. It only takes one who says, you know what? I believe this. I believe God's called me to transform this world. It only takes one. The power of one is incredible. When you have one believing, one really living, one going out and saying, I know who Christ is in me. You know what? My family can change because of me. Because you know why? Christ is living in me. It only takes one. So if it takes one, and I look out here and I say, wow, it takes one. So I'm the one. So So I'm the one, and I'm going out in my life today, and I'm living my life, and I come against up against a brother here, and I say, hey, man, I just want to tell you, man, I love you, man. You know what? The Lord loves you today. Would you like to join me? Come on up here, man, because I think you need to. Come on up here. I love you. God loves you, and I'll tell you about Jesus, all right? Come on up here. So I go out, and I find one, and his life is transformed. Isn't that awesome? Has your life transformed?
Amen.
Oh, I just want to make sure. So his life is transformed. It's transformed forever. God just touched his heart clean. I don't know all your testimony, but I know it's a good one, man. I know you did a lot. And you know what? I tell you what I want you to do. Since you're transformed and God has changed your life so much, and I know you love him, and as you walk out through this world, I want you to walk out through this world and find one more. Can you find one more you think that would come up here and join you that might be wanting to be transformed? Just go out there and grab somebody. I know. Yeah, just get somebody. Yeah, just anybody you want to, because that's the way the world is, you know. So, wow, how cool is that? Welcome, brother. It's good to have you. Life been changed by Jesus because this man just happened to share, right? Would you go out there and find somebody and share with them? Would you do that right now? Go ahead. Hurry up. You know. Be about it. As he went, he touched another life, and all of a sudden the life. Whoa, welcome, brother. It's good to see you, man. Hell, come on. Look how, see how we fellowship? Notice this. They're way over here. We're way over here. So get over here, man. You're part of this body stuff, man. Would you go out and find somebody now? You're being transformed, so your life, you got Christ living in you. Go out and find somebody. Would you do that? Hurry up. Be about it. You know, time's waste. Time's short, you know. There you go. Wow. Look there. Found a young lady. Life's been transformed forever. Hey, would you go out and find somebody? Go ahead. Go and find somebody. Your life's transformed. Just, you know, go and find someone. All right. Wow, there you go. Your life's transformed. Go and find somebody. It's what we do. Go and find somebody. Just grab somebody. They're out there. They're waiting for you. They're all fishing the sea. Just find them. Wow, look at that. Wow. Hola. ¿Cómo estás? Gracias, sí. Go and find somebody. You got to find someone. Actually, find two, because I think you're a twofer. You're a twofer. You found two. You can do better than that. Look, she got two. Wow, isn't that awesome? What's going on here? What's happening? Now y'all go and find somebody. Every one of you, go and find another one. Go and find somebody. Go and get them. Go and find them. Come on. Go and find them. Transformed lives. Transformed lives. Isn't that awesome? Just living a life. Wow. What happened? We went from just me and you, brother. What happened to this thing? It's getting out of control here. I mean, multiplication. All right, y'all go and find somebody. Come on, everybody go and find somebody. Go and get them. Bring them up here. Go and get them. Go and get them. There's someone else is out there. Somebody else is out there. Come on up here. Hurry up. When you find them, get up here. Run up here. We don't have everybody yet. Come on up this way, guys. Come on over here. I want you to come right down front. Just come down front. Whoa, hold on. Somebody got Jeff. That's a miracle. Come right down front, guys. Come down front. Don't be embarrassed. Come on down front. Just get right down here. Come on out all the way around. Just come around this way. That's the power of transformation. That's the power when you know what's in your heart and life. And God loves you, man. He loves you so much. He loves y'all. He loves you, man. He loves you. Amen. You are just special to him. Amen. Amen. He does. He loves you guys. He loves you so much. And the power of Christ is living in each and every one of you today. He's called you to be a transformer, to make a difference in somebody's life. Amen. That's what we're here on this earth for. We have a purpose. We have a destiny. And you know, if we would be conscious of this all the time, wherever we are, to make a difference in someone else's life. I'm going to order some more cards from the church. It says, God's not mad at you. He's madly in love with you. And I'm going to have those for you that you can pass out and you can give to people and you can just leave them at places and just say, hey, I want you to know, you know, God loves you. You know, and this community needs to know that this community is wrapped up in religion, but they're not wrapped up in a relationship. Amen. And we want to see that transformed. We want to see it changed in the hearts of people. There's young families out there that really need God, really need to start out life well and be established in their life. And you know what? You guys are transformers. Some of you younger people, and you know what? Some of you older people can reach them. Amen. There's people living life destitute out there, even in Fishers, Indiana. And they need God. They need the Lord. And they need you. And you're the only God they see at times. So when you walk into that grocery store and you've had a bad day, you change your mind. You walk in there saying, yo, I'm walking in here. I'm walking here with purpose today. You know, that little girl at the counter, I'm going to be able to share with her. I talked to a lady this morning. She said, I live right over here in these apartments. I haven't heard of Discovery Church. I said, what? What? Are you serious? She said, yeah, but I'm coming. I said, great. You need to. It's a great place. Amen. Everywhere we go, let's share Jesus. Not even out to church, it's about Jesus. You get them to Jesus, we'll bring them in, we'll disciple them, we'll make sure that they understand grace and God's unconditional love. But I wanted to teach this morning because I've got a heart for you, because I believe you're transformers. I believe you can change. I believe you're change agents in this world. I believe you can walk in tomorrow and make a difference in that office, in that setting, wherever you are, whatever you go to. I believe when you go out to lunch today, you're hanging with your family, remind yourself of who you are in Christ. Amen. The Spirit of God living in me. My five steps, I'm going to have to wait till next Sunday, but I want to tell you, the Spirit of God's living in you this morning. You are a 10. You're a 10. Amen. That's the value. You know, listen to me. The value that you have for yourself is the same value you place on others. The value that you have for yourself is the same value that you place on others. If you see yourself forgiven, unconditionally loved, you're going to see everyone else in the same light. Forgiven, unconditionally loved. And the value you place on yourself, so think of yourself as a 10 today, because I put a 10 on you. That's who you are. Amen. You're a 10. Amen. I want you to just hug some people and say, you're a 10 this morning. Amen. You are loved today. Praise the Lord. Give God some praise, by the way. You're a 10, man. Have a wonderful day, guys. Enjoy your afternoon. Be safe.